In the construction business and tired of dealing with the indifference of big corporate suppliers, Quality Supply and Tool on South Harding Street understands. For over 25 years, owner Kevin Anne has had a different approach.
We at Quality Supply and Tool take pride in being a locally owned family business, committed to service. And every customer's needs are different, and we truly believe in shaping our business to our customers' needs. That's what separates us from the competition.
That's Quality Supply and Tool, with additional locations in Bloomington and Jeffersonville to serve Hoosiers better. Partner with Quality Supply and Tool and think outside the box. Store.
Only the best run here at the Indianapolis 500.
Mario, who do you feel you'll have to beat in this year's race?
People like A.J. Foyt and Bobby Unser, for instance.
Stand by for the checkered flag.
Absolutely incredible. Danny Sullivan spun in front of Mario Andretti.
A.J. has done it. He has won his fourth Indianapolis 500.
Beyond the Bricks with jQuery and Mike Thompson. Brought to you by Quality Supply and Tool. Think outside the box. Store on 93.5 and 107.5. The Fan.
From inside the Hensley Legal Group Command Center, jQuery and Mike Thompson, Landon Coons, the man producing for us today, helping us put it all together. This is Beyond the Bricks on 93.5 and 107.5. The Fan. We are most appreciative for those of you who listen to the program, and also for those sponsors that you just heard. We are always happy to have them on board and to make it possible for us to do this each and every night throughout the month of May, which I know means oh so much to Mike. It does to myself as well. Landon has been a fabulous addition to the team. Eddie Garrison helps us out from time to time. But the reality is, this show is couple of guys that have a passion and a love for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Indianapolis 500, and I know that many of you folks do as well, which is what makes it possible for us. But then, of course, Mike, one of the other aspects in racing or in broadcasting, either one, that is a reality that makes things possible is the almighty advertising dollar. And you have to have sponsors, you got to have partnerships and good people on board. Oftentimes, sometimes, not now, of course, but of yesteryear, some commercials don't always stand the test of time, but I think, Mike, one thing that you and I have in common, and I think a lot of people when it comes to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500 have this in common with us, and that is we are nostalgic people. We are sentimental people for the past. We have an appreciation and a love for it, and any time that we can slip into the proverbial DeLorean to go back in time and listen to some of the things that awaken that nostalgia in us, we are all about it. And that is the topic for, to an extent, of tonight's show.
I agree. And we've had a lot of fun doing these commercials and running old spots and talking about them. And I thought it'd be fun to do some new ones that are not new, of course. Obviously, these are older commercials, but to bring out some favorites and some new ones. And I think we've got a couple tonight that are going to go into our Beyond the Bricks Hall of Fame. So I know you're going to be excited about that.
Can I just mention that the Beyond the Bricks Hall of Fame, the trophy itself is just a large strawberry, correct?
Exactly. That's correct. Right now, it's tough to knock that one off, but I think tonight we have a contender that's going to at least be in the same echelon as the James Tavern.
The James Tavern, and they're all peanut dessert menu, strawberry dessert menu, and they're, what was it they had? Cream of peanut soup? Wasn't that
cream
one of the things
peanut
they had?
Soup. That's right. And definitely try the scrod.
For just $6, I believe. If you walk around Indianapolis right now, we are, of course, doing this show, the 2025 edition of Beyond the Bricks, year number 5 for us. And we began the month by talking about the 40th anniversary of the Danny Sullivan spin to win. And if you walk around right now in Indianapolis, you can see before you reminders of Danny Sullivan. And, of course, I think, personally, one of the most beautiful cars ever to win at Indianapolis is that Miller American machine that Danny Sullivan took to Victory Lane in 1985. There are banners along Indianapolis right now in the streets that simply say legendary, and there's Danny Sullivan in that fire suit and that race car. I think it was the color, Mike, of the car, right? It was just that beautiful, like, cherry red color that I loved so much about the Miller American.
Yeah, it had a great scheme, and just it popped. It was a great, really pretty red, and with the white accent. So it was definitely a car that popped.
And Danny Sullivan explained to everybody why it's known as the Miller American Special.
before every race, I make a little promise to myself. I say, Danny, don't go too fast, but don't go too slow. And when in doubt, hit the gas.
Miller High Life is proud to sponsor Danny Sullivan driving the Miller American.
What's not to love, Mike? What's not to love?
I like that spot. And what's neat about that spot is at the time it would run during the race, they would put up a font, a little chyron at the bottom that would say Danny Sullivan's in eighth or Danny Sullivan's in seventh or something like that. So it was a little interactive spot as well.
That's actually, kidding aside, I mean, that's fairly groundbreaking for 1985, right? To have that kind of a live interaction, if you will.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool idea, actually, I thought.
Now, there are obviously a number of beers that wanted to get involved with the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500. And some of them, one of them actually, which I personally have always enjoyed when I have gone to the area with which it's indigenous, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it became as famous or as synonymous with the Indianapolis 500 like some of the others, like the Miller American, for example. Talking about Lone Star.
We'll be back to pick it up now in just a minute. Now stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
The big country. In this country, a man grows a healthy lust for living. He may drive a pickup or a Cadillac, a Jeep or a GT. He may still be working on his first million or his second. It comes in all sizes. It comes from Tulsa or Turkey Peak. From San Antonio or Hunter's Creek. Fort Worth or Fort Davis. The big country is his home, and he's proud of it. He's the kind of a guy you like. Honest, but full of fun. He's the kind of a guy who drinks Lone Star beer. Get the big taste from the big country. Brand is Lone Star.
How did they not become a primary sponsor for Johnny Rutherford?
Actually, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. And I knew you'd be excited to know that Lone Star, I don't know much about Lone Star because I don't drink alcohol, but I thought you'd be excited to know that Lone Star is now owned by Pabst.
Let's go. Now, how'd you know that about me, Mike?
I know you like a good Pabst Blue Ribbon, Jake. So
that is correct.
I thought I would bring up the fact that Lone Star is now owned by Pabst.
I'm telling you, Union Jack, which is known, Union Jack Restaurant and Pub and Speedway was longtime a favorite for race fans. There is still a Union Jack location in Broad Ripple that has Pabst on draft, by the way. Shameless plug for them. I do love Pabst. Lone Star, readily available throughout the state of Texas. And here's the thing, Mike, I realize that you don't drink alcohol, but you do still have a healthy lust for living, right?
I do. And the brand is Lone Star.
and Mike right now, just so you folks know, not in studio, but rather in his big country, which is also his home. Right?
That's correct. I'm in the big country of Dublin, Ohio.
That's exactly right. Well, you know what? Whether it be a Pabst, which, you know, PBR is always good, a Lone Star, a Miller American, or as I always say, Diet Coke's perfectly sufficient. Whatever beverage you may be enjoying when you're listening to the race, listening to Beyond the Bricks out of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, then of course you've got to have a lunch. And there is no better tradition, perhaps, Mike, over the years at the Indy 500. I mean, sure, Stark and Wetzel, they wanted you to make sure, did Sid Collins, that was the lunch meat you were using. But if you didn't want to necessarily prepare your own sandwich, Kroger had you covered, right?
Absolutely. Kroger had the box lunch, and that was, you got some good stuff in the box lunch. There's no doubt about that.
Sports fans, Scoop Filet at the Indianapolis 500, where the word today is bucket, not bucket seats, but buckets of new deli fried chicken from Kroger. What could be more natural at this mecca of speed than speedy fried chicken from the Kroger Deli? But even though it's fast, Kroger Deli fried chicken is delicious, full of flavor, tenderness, and juiciness, and wait till you taste the special breading. Pick up just as much as you want, one leg or a whole box full, and it's fast. Just zip into the Kroger Kroger Deli, pay for your fried chicken right there, and zip out again so quick you don't even have a chance to get into high gear. For delicious chicken fast, Kroger takes the checkered flag. Now back to you, Walter.
Thank you, Scoop. The box lunch, including two pieces of golden fried chicken, one stacked ham sandwich, baked beans, potato salad, a brownie, and an apple, only $2.99. Check the white pages for the Kroger Deli nearest you.
You know, I'm going to have to check the white pages for that. I guess not the yellow pages, just the white pages. Now, what was Scoop's name again?
Scoop Palais. Now, Palais is the French word for chicken. So I think they went a little esoteric on us on that reference. But
in the construction business and tired of dealing with the indifference of big corporate suppliers, Quality Supply and Tool on South Harding Street understands. For over 25 years, owner Kevin Hane has had a different approach.
We at Quality Supply and Tool take pride in being a locally owned family business committed to service. And every customer's needs are different, and we truly believe in shaping our business to our customers' needs. That's what separates us from the competition.
That's Quality Supply and Tool, with additional locations in Bloomington and Jeffersonville to serve Hoosiers better. Partner with Quality Supply and Tool and think outside the box. Store.
Hey all, I'm Jamie Lynn Sigler, a mom, actor, and advocate. I know how overwhelming it can be trying to decide which treatment is right for you. I've been there. But you should know you're not alone. You can do this. Start with some research, talk to the community, and most importantly, don't be afraid to ask your doctor questions. You might find results that speak for themselves. That's how I landed on Kesimpta. Ask your doctor if Kesimpta, ofatumumab, could be right for you. You can check out the details at kesimpta.com.
So Scoop Chicken, wait, was he a cannibal? Why is Scoop Chicken wanting people to come enjoy chicken, right?
Well, apparently Scoop Palais literally translates to chicken scoop in French. So I don't know. I'm not quite sure what they were going for there, but that's what they gave us.
You know, that would have been chicken salad, right? Which is essentially what we do with this show, right? So
exactly.
Build your own joke.
No joke.
So wait a minute. So if you didn't go to Kroger in 1982, you might have shopped at Marsh, or as anybody in Indianapolis says, Marsh's. Paul Page and more of the IMS Radio Network did their turn at the microphone in terms of advertising for the now gone Marsh Supermarket.
Here, it's May in Indianapolis, and for the greatest spectacle in food, race fans are racing to Marsh Supermarkets. For a report from the deli section, let's go now to Ron Carroll.
Thank you, Paul. And let me tell you, the sight here in the deli section at Marsh is just fantastic. The fried chicken, the ribs, the cold cuts. Hey, there goes a party tray. And here comes a race fan to pick up box lunches for this weekend. Back to you, Paul.
Well, there you have it. For the greatest spectacle in food, visit your nearby Marsh Supermarket.
So I was just thinking here aloud. Mark Janes could throw it to Nick Yeoman, myself, Michael Young. We could do a little shop around, but we can't do it at Marsh's, right?
That's correct. There's no Marsh anymore, but I could see all you guys at Kroger doing a box lunch spot. You know, Mark Janes and Nick Yeoman and yourself. I think that's a great idea.
Of course, we'd have to call it Kroger's, right?
That's right.
When we're there, by the way, we could dip back into those of yesteryear, because you're going to need some bread to make your sandwiches, especially with your Stark and Wetzel, right? So is there an Indy 500 driver, Mike, that would be happy to pitch for us some bread for our trip to Kroger?
Absolutely. If we need bread, Pete Halsmer's got us covered, because he had Colonial Bread as a sponsor. So Pete Halsmer for Colonial Bread.
I'm Pete Halsmer. I'll be driving for Colonial Bread in the Indy 500 time trials. And thanks to Colonial's Indy 500 sweepstakes, you could be driving a new gold Camaro, or win free groceries, or even become an honorary member of my pit crew. For sweepstakes rules and other prizes, just look for specially marked loaves of Colonial Bread. And at the race, look for me in the Colonial Huber Chevrolet Special. Hey, who knows? With a little luck, we might both win at Indy. No purchase necessary.
You know, when it comes to finding speed in your car that's sponsored by a bread company, you know the one thing you don't want to do, Mike?
What do you not want to do?
Loaf.
That's a good one. I like that one,
actually.
I'll
be here all week, by the way.
All right.
Bread, of course, a key ingredient in terms of the buns that go into hamburgers, cheeseburgers, etc. And if, for example, back in especially the early 80s, if you were out at the time trials, as it's known, or perhaps you were just at home listening to an episode thereof of Talk of Gasoline Alley, might have gotten a little bit hungry, and what better thing to do than to think about getting dinner? And if you wanted to know whether or not it's dinner time, you could look at your fabulous digital sports watch just before you consume your dinner from Burger Chef.
Get ready. It's starting. The race is on. The Burger Chef 500. Get your scorecard, collect stickers, and take off. Finish the race and win the grand prize, one of six Camaro Z28 style like the 1982 Indy 500 base car. Or win instant prizes like racing jackets, digital sport watches, high-power binoculars, and food. Over 400,000 prizes. The Burger Chef 500. The race anybody can win. So enter today and make it fast.
What do you want to bet those high sport binoculars? Is that what that was known as?
Exactly. Those were, and they were high tech, I bet, as well.
High tech, yes. What level of high tech do you get from a fast food joint and your binoculars?
Yes, and the digital sports watch. Hopefully it's at least a Casio.
Listen, Mike, at the Memorabilia Show, and you have, you know, obviously seen a number of different things that have come around the bend at the Memorabilia Show that you do each and every year about the race. Have you ever come across one of the Burger Chef sport watches?
No, unfortunately, nobody's come up to me and say, hey, would you like to purchase a digital sports watch? Because that would be definitely something that we would be interested in.
Mike Thompson, with his collection, has now sold his helmet signed by Ray Haroon in exchange for a Hardy Sport digital watch, right?
Exactly. That'd be quite an item.
We'll continue taking a look back at some of the more current and still some of the most awesome commercials in 500 history.
This is Beyond the Bricks, brought to you by Quality Supply and Tool. Think outside the box. Store on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
Think outside the box store while we sit inside the Legal Hensley Group Race Command Center. Jake Query along with Mike Thompson, Landon Coons. It is Beyond the Bricks here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan, as we are talking tonight about the commercials, the advertisers, the sponsors, and the history of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. You know, the next spot is not necessarily directly tied to racing, but the creme de la creme of radio programming when it comes to talking about the Indianapolis 500-mile race, the greatest of all time, as the kids say, was Talk of Gasoline Alley with Donald Davidson, who had a number of different folks that would host or co-host with him over the course of time, essentially facilitate for Donald's incredible storytelling and factual information to be sent over the airwaves. Kevin Calabro, who, yes, is the older brother of Dave Calabro, was one of those who hosted it with Donald in the early 80s, nearly every night. And in 1981, they had this radio spot that played during an episode of Talk of Gasoline Alley.
Wheel IOS, Indianapolis Office Supply. The leader in office products, Indianapolis Office Supply.
Indianapolis Office Supply is the leading office products dealer and the exclusive Kimball dealer in this area. Kimball, a great name in pianos over the years, is now the leader in fine quality office furniture with desks, credenzas, and quality seating which can add beauty and prestige to any office or home. IOS invites you to come into any of their eight locations in Indianapolis, each offering Kimball office furniture in traditional and contemporary styling. Eight convenient locations, full service, quality office furniture and supplies, design assistance, monthly sales specials, and Kimball quality only at IOS.
We're IOS, Indianapolis Office Supply. We're IOS, we're IOS.
Now, Mike, I don't, there's a lot to unpack here. First, I don't know this to be the case. It sounded like it at the beginning, but not necessarily towards the end. But my first initial thought was that the late, great Bob Jenkins voicing that spot?
I don't believe so, but that's possible. But the thing I want to know about, first of all, is it's 1981. I'm going to the office supply store. I might need some pens. I might need a couple post-it notes.
Mike, listen. That's low-rent stuff. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. I don't need a piano.
What I'm saying is you're thinking pens, legal pads,
you know, maybe a calculator back in 1981. But Mike, that's why your office didn't make it to the big time. You need choir and grand piano. That's what you actually need, right?
I don't need any of that other. I don't need a piano, man. All I'm looking for is the post-it notes.
I'm telling you. And that's why your office would fold. But those that used Indianapolis Office Supply now are playing the big time tunes because they themselves have a piano for their celebration. Imagine, can you imagine, Mike? All you need to know, all people would need to know is that you shop at Indianapolis Office Supply and bought a piano, and therefore imagine what the office Christmas party must look like, right?
Well, that and the fact is, like, Indianapolis Office Supply, we have your credenzas. And I was like, well, great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, listen, people weren't looking for Apple IIe computers yet. They instead were wanting a fabulous Baldwin piano, right?
Yep, and a nice credenza.
That's right. All right, so here's the thing. What we know, maybe if you wanted, for example, a piano, you'd go to Carnegie Hall, right? So what better segue than to know that Tom Carnegie put out a book in 1987, and there was an advertisement assembled to help sell the book. But there was one thing missing. Here it is.
Indy 500, the fastest, richest race on Earth. Tom Carnegie, voice of the Indy 500, brings Indy action to your home. Relive the glory of over 70 years of Indy racing. Indy 500, the beautifully illustrated inside story of Indy, featuring over 300 full-color photos. Also, an action-packed video hosted by three-time Indy winner Johnny Rutherford. Indy 500, more than a race. The book, just $34.95. The video, only $29.95. Available in bookstores now. Order by calling 1-800-453-5000. That's 1-800-453-5000. Indy 500, it's more than a race. It's a great American tradition.
Okay, a couple of things here. Number one, $34.95 in 1987 was no joke, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's an expensive book.
Do you know why the book was so much, Mike?
It's a hefty book, but it's not like a 7-volume set or anything.
And in addition to that, they had to pay someone to voice it, despite the fact the book was done by the guy with the most famous voice in the history of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
That's my point. My point is, I sent you this note about this spot. The spot is, or the note I sent you is, they did a spot for Tom Carnegie's book without Tom Carnegie in it. You think you'd say, hey, maybe Tom Carnegie might want to voice the spot because he has one of the most famous voices of all time?
This is Tom Carnegie. Buy my book, $34.95. Yeah, that's a lot, but you'll have my voice attached with it. Boom, sold, right? And
right.
Instead, we have a guy that might have been Bob Jenkins. I couldn't tell, but giving all kinds of fabulous introduction to the book itself and telling me that I just need to call 1-800-453-5000. I'd like to know today, if I call right now, do you think actually I'd be able to order the book still?
I hope you could, because, you know, maybe Tom Carnegie's family could get some royalties for the book still.
Actually, an auction house that's selling pianos from places that bought from Indianapolis Office Supply, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Speaking of Tom Carnegie, and obviously his dulcet tones are forever linked to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So, too, it goes without saying that Sid Collins had a voice that was known as the voice, the chief announcer of the Indianapolis 500 and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway radio network. And in 1974, am I correct? Now, this wasn't KTEL or Ronco, was it, back when you used to buy Hit Machine and other such great compilation albums, Mike?
No, this is Fleetwood Sounds. Sid did his album with Fleetwood Sounds. And the best part about this is Sid sells his own merchandise.
Here we go. Sid Collins for his own greatest hits album, if you will.
Vukovic, Brian, Revson, DePaulo, Foyt, dozens of voices are on the new 90-minute, 33 1/3 stereo LP record album, which can be yours now. Great Moments from the Indy 500 was narrated by yours truly. It's the story from 1911 on, including voices of 28 winners and much more. Send your name and address to Great Moments, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Speedway, Indiana, 46224. Send $5 in cash, check, or money order for the album, $6 for 8-track cartridge or cassette.
The rich folks had the 8-track.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We had an 8-track in my mom and dad's car, except the problem is it was always on the Carpenters.
Well, listen,
although in fairness, the Carpenters Superstar, that's a great song. I mean,
if the Carpenters had decided to sell and market their own 8-tracks, they would just simply say, voiced by yours truly, right?
No, what they would do is, you have Karen Carpenter, one of the truly great voices, they just hire some random person to say,
that's right, buy the Carpenters. For just $34.95. Yeah, that's right. Karen Carpenter might have been the background vocals on the ad for the Indianapolis Office Supply and their show choir theme, right? Sid
Absolutely.
Collins would sell a lot of lunch meat. There's no doubt about that. Stark and Wetzel and others throughout the course of his time. But he also, as the chief announcer, got involved, needless to say, with things having to do with the automobile. Like, for example, Monroe Shocks.
I can't predict the winner today, but one thing I can say for sure, whoever he is, he'll take the victory lap on Monroe shock absorbers. That's because every driver this year chose to run on Monroe custom racing shocks. Every driver did last year, too, when Johnny Rutherford won, giving Monroe his 21st win here in 22 years. Drivers tell us, when the shocks are right, you can feel the difference. So replace your worn shocks with Monroe. First in shock absorbers around the world. First at Indy. With Monroe, you'll feel the difference.
To be fair, I would think if the shocks are right, you don't feel anything. That's the whole point, right?
That's exactly right. 100%.
When the shocks are wrong, that's where you feel the difference, right?
That's right. 100%.
Now, there are some ads that had a bit of a plot twist, correct?
This one has a huge plot twist. Now, this one's for a wheel horse tractor. Now, this one, as soon as I played it, I was like, okay, this, you know, it's off to an interesting start. And then all of a sudden, there is a major plot twist halfway through this one.
Wheel horse tractor commercial. Here we go.
How can you turn a used lawnmower into a solid investment? Look for the answer in the Wheel Horse ad in Sunday's Indianapolis Star.
I'm Jackie Shirley. You see how your old riding mower or tractor can be worth an ounce of silver and big savings when you purchase a new Wheel Horse lawn and garden tractor. And you'll be making an investment in one of America's finest products.
It's the Wheel Horse Silver Anniversary Celebration on now. See our ad in Sunday's Star, then see your Wheel Horse dealer.
So you're just plugging along, listening to it, Mike, and then wham?
When I think of celebrity endorsers that would probably do a Wheel Horse Indiana spot, the first guy that comes to mind is Jackie Stewart. I was like, I'm playing it and I'm thinking, okay. And then it's like, I'm Jackie Stewart. I was like, wait a minute. Whoa.
You don't envision Jackie just rolling around through, you know, somewhere around Osgood, Indiana on the back of his wheel horse tractor?
I can't imagine Jackie Stewart spent a ton of time on a wheel horse, but maybe he has. But I mean, if you could get Jackie Stewart to endorse your product, get him, because he's one of the greats of all time, one of the truly great people, a legend. But I mean, that was one of the bigger plot twists in the whole year, is Jackie Stewart for wheel horse.
Well, the important thing is when you get your big endorser, or you get some sort of a hook, or you have some sort of a wonderful music background, whatever it might be, the important thing for your ad is to make sure that it's being placed. This is a little bit of radio strategy. The placement of spots in the commercial break is very, very key. And sometimes it leads to a double billing, if you will, that kind of raises an eyebrow. This from 1981.
Hey, buddy, what's the matter? You look like you're on your last breath.
I am. I've been walking for days now. I'm practicing for race day.
Race day? You in a walkathon?
No.
No?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
I'm talking about the Indianapolis 500 race. I always practice walking days ahead of time because I know come race day, I'm going to have to park way out in the boondocks. It usually takes me hours to walk from where I park to the race. Heck, one year I parked so far away I missed the whole race.
You haven't heard about West Side Parking?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
They have 7 acres of campgrounds immediately west of the start-finish line on the main straightaway. It's literally only a few seconds walk from gates 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, but I'll bet it'll be a mess trying to get there on race day with all of the traffic.
Yeah.
No, you call West Side Parking ahead of time to make reservations.
No.
That way, they'll give you directions along a special traffic route so you'll arrive on time.
Huh.
Of course, you could do what I do.
What's that?
I spend the whole race weekend there.
Oh.
Here, I'll give you their number. You got a pencil?
Are you kidding?
Well, try to remember this number. Mm-hmm. 244-1064. Mm-hmm. That's 244-1064.
Thanks.
West Side Parking sure beats the heck out of walking.
Huh?
Walking.
Huh?
Walking.
The night before the 500, live under the stars, this Saturday night, 7:30 at the Sports Complex downtown.
Elvira.
It's the fabulous Oak Ridge Boys in concert.
Elvira Dreamo.
The Oak Ridge Boys and Doug Hagan live in person outdoors under the stars. Tickets now on sale at Ross and Babcock downtown and Indianapolis Air's locations. Prices are $7.50, $8.50, and $9.50. Get your $1 off discount coupons now at Guarantee Auto Stores. Don't miss this one. Brought to you by the promotion company.
Elvira.
I kind of preferred the little jingle that went along with the first ad as much as I did Elvira for the second, to be honest, Mike.
I like the fact that they're doing this spot for the parking, and you could park for the Indianapolis 500, and then we go right into Elvira.
Elvira's a great song, man.
It is a great song.
I didn't get necessarily the triple punch of the when the guy was describing the parking. What was it he saying? Like, you know, way, 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 or whatever it was. It almost sounded like they were doing some sort of country rap type thing, right?
They were trying to do a little riff, yeah. It's like, I think they were trying to really, really get it to you.
I just want to know that you make sure that you have a safe place to park your wheel horse tractor. And you might park next to Jackie Stewart.
Exactly.
Right? We'll continue with commercials, including one of them that Mike promises is going to make a late push for our commercial Beyond the Brick Hall of Fame. We'll do it on the other side here as we continue to Beyond the Bricks here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
The construction industry in Indiana has depended on Quality Supply and Tool, a local family-owned business, to deliver quality sales and service over the last 25 years. The employees make the difference, like sales expert Nick Worley.
What sets us apart is we only offer quality tools and supplies from quality manufacturers. We have a quality trained sales and service staff knowledgeable of the products we sell and offer. Quality. It's in our name.
On South Harding Street in Indy, plus Bloomington and Jeffersonville, Quality Supply and Tool thinks outside the box. Store.
Hey all, I'm Jamie Lynn Sigler, a mom, actor, and advocate. I know how overwhelming it can be trying to decide which treatment is right for you. I've been there. But you should know you're not alone. You can do this. Start with some research, talk to the community, and most importantly, don't be afraid to ask your doctor questions. You might find results that speak for themselves. That's how I landed on Kesimpta. Ask your doctor if Kesimpta, ofatumumab, could be right for you. You can check out the details at kesimpta.com.
This is Beyond the Bricks, brought to you by Quality Supply and Tool. Think outside the box. Store on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
But first, let's pause for these words.
Ethan Ford's Dinner Theater proudly presents Warner Brothers' newest recording stars, the Wright Brothers.
I used to be a nighttime person.
In concert Friday, May 28th and Sunday, May 30th. Two shows each night.
You can spend every night turning out a new light, lying next to another new lover.
Top off your race weekend with a concert by Indiana's favorite sons, the Wright Brothers, at Beef and Boards. Call 872-9664 and reserve your table now.
Jake Query, Mike Thompson. Inside the Hensley Legal Group Race Command Center, we should point out, Mike, I always feel it's important to give this disclaimer. These are former commercials. They are not current commercials. And I'm sorry to disappoint everybody that the Wright Brothers are not at Beef and Boards coming up here race weekend.
I wish they were, but unfortunately, you're right. The Wright Brothers, I don't believe, will be playing race weekend. But the Wright Brothers apparently are from French Lick. I didn't know that until recently. But now, they're apparently from French Lick.
Dare I say it, it would seem to me, and I'm sure they were very popular in the era, and maybe I'm showing my age here, but I feel like the Wright Brothers is a career that didn't completely take off, right?
No, actually, apparently they had several hits on the Billboard country charts. So apparently the Wright Brothers are more well-known than we thought they were.
I guess for country, maybe. I was never a big country guy, right? But I was thinking more like, you know, like a 12-second launch from Kitty Hawk or something along those lines, right?
Oh, no. But apparently the Wright Brothers had more of a career than you might have thought.
Okay, well, highlighted, I'm sure, by their appearance at Beef and Boards, which people will tell you was outstanding. We're talking about commercials, by the way, in terms of the Indianapolis 500, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, over the course of the years. I'm a little bit worried about this next one because it comes from 1948, and I don't even know what was being pitched back then, but I'm guessing, Mike, that commercials sound different then than now.
This one, they definitely don't make spots like this anymore. This actually ran in the race broadcast of 1948 on the Mutual Broadcasting System. And once we play it, I think you'll understand why they don't make commercials like this anymore.
Well, Gene, it looks as if the boys in the lead out there on that track are getting along all right with their driving. So let's do a little bit of worrying here about your driving. Y'all who are listening, let's worry about your driving for a minute, okay? I hope you don't mind my asking. But is your car an oil hog? Well, then, just listen.
I thought he was going to go into a full song there for a second, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that the whole, what I will tell you that during the 1948 race, they do that calling oil hogs thing about 12 different times, and it never gets more, it gets more annoying each time, I think. So
it almost felt like he was going to go into, what's the, like, calling oil hogs, da 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 da, calling oil hogs. Like, you know, but you wonder, yeah. Was it tied in, do you think, to some sort of a cue to the listener for a contest they had or something?
No, I think it, you know how they have that back in the day with the police thing, calling all cars.
Yeah, of course.
I think it was meant to be something like that. I think it was supposed to be a takeoff of that. But yeah, that that spot didn't work, I don't think, unfortunately.
Well, listen, that was perhaps what was the motivation, if you will, the fake radio call of calling the oil hogs, just one of the racing noises, which leads us to another spot for My Indy TV.
Tired of my sound effects? Then tune into WNDY TV23 and see real cars making real noises. See, the thing is, you can't see the month of May on the radio, and you can't really see the month of May on any other television station. Indy TV has live coverage of all the ceremonies, entertainment, qualifications, track action, even the victory banquet, dancing in the dark. Tune into Indy TV Channel 23, Cable Channel 10 in metropolitan Indianapolis, and see the lineup live throughout the day, live throughout the month. No other television station covers the way we do. No other station can.
Once the checkered flag has fallen, watch Indy TV's exclusive wrap-up of the greatest spectacle in racing. Sit back and relax for an action-packed hour of the race that was. Tonight at 7 on Indy TV Channel 23. After you see the race, see the race. Catch the excitement of Indy on Indy TV Channel 23, the television station of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Okay, Mike.
I knew you'd like that one.
Hold on. Let me just say this. If that was from 1953, I'd be like, yeah, I get it. You know, it's a different era. And there are a few things, Mike, you and I are of essentially the same age. And it's not often that you realize how long ago some things were. Like when we talk about this show and we play highlights from, you know, Jacques Villeneuve winning in 1995, it doesn't feel long ago to me. Then you hear something like that and you think, well, this, there's no way in the moment that this was even considered remotely entertaining or cool. But My Indy TV, My Indy TV, WNDY Channel 23, I can tell you right now that that would have been somewhere between 96 and probably 2003 or 4. So no, this spot is not like of old-timey radio, right?
No, that spot is from 1996.
Yes.
That's correct.
That, yeah, I'll be honest with you.
You liked that one, though.
Mike, I mean this with all due respect and love, because it's very highly possible that, and I'm not sure who does that spot, but I would imagine that it's someone that I know, but I'm embarrassed for them. I don't mean that condescendingly. I'm just saying. That goes up there towards our Hall of Fame, but around that time in 1996, as a matter of fact, the very first year of the Indy Racing League, as it was known during the time of the Indy Racing split, which took place beginning in 1996, the champion that year, it was a co-champion, but one of them was Buzz Calkins, correct?
That's correct. Now, we got that last spot. Now, if you want to blame anybody, I don't like to play blame games or anything, but if you want to blame anyone, my good friend Keith Johnson sent us that spot, and then he sent us this next one. Now, the good news is the next one I'm pretty sure is going to go into our Hall of Fame. So Keith sent, he's a very loyal listener, and he runs a website. He's a historian of what we do. I mean, he's a audio historian, a television historian, historian of the race. He does an awesome job. He has a website, drindy.com. I've known him for a long time. Great guy. And he sent us some clips because he listens to the show every night and he likes to contribute to the show. Great, absolutely great guy. So he sent us that last spot, and I was hoping that would be one of the ones that you'd really like. But I know this next one, the Buzz Calkin spot, this one's going to land in the Beyond the Bricks Hall of Fame. You're going to be really excited about this one. This one has everything. So we should just play it and then unpack it on the way back.
All right, here we go.
Car number 12, a solid red streak, Buzz Calkins at the helm. 230, put him in the fourth row. We wish him the best for his ride at the Speedway Show. He'll make it all worthwhile after 500 miles. Buzz Calkins, the driver that's got everybody talking. Buzz Calkins, keep on winning, never be forgotten.
This Saturday's Hoosier Lotto jackpot is an estimated $10 million. The Hoosier Lottery, giving you the green.
Okay. Listen. What kind of payment you think went into that band? Like whoever. I'd like to know who wrote the song. I have a lot of questions, right?
First of all right, let's talk about the band. First of all, the band is either an early version of Bowling for Soup or Fountains of Wayne. One of these guys, I think they put that band together because that's the vibe I get from the singing aspect of the song. There's a lot to unpack though from that, because not only do we have the singing and the incredible lyrics that we get in that song, but then the plot twist, I didn't even want to tell you about the plot twist in this one, because the plot twist is you get Tom Carnegie doing the lottery report halfway through the
or this song. I like the fact that, and no disrespect to Buzz Calkins, right? But I like the fact that they mention how awesome it is that he goes 500 miles and he made 6 starts at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and never went 500 miles.
Right. But the key is here, though. What we talked about earlier in the thing, Tom Carnegie doesn't get to do his own spot for his own book, but he gets to show up in the Buzz Calkins spot
he
getting the lottery
the
report.
Tom should have hired the band for his book, and they would have let him do a cameo.
That's right.
You know what? Here's the bottom line. What we've learned tonight is this. If everybody could have been there on time because they all had their Hardee's Racing watch, they all could have then sat down at the Indianapolis Office Supply to pick out a piano to be able to come up with some sort of a jingle so that they could create a song that allows for Tom Carnegie to get there, to wonder why Jackie Stewart wasn't there on time because of his white horse tractor. And with all of that, then they perhaps would realize that if everybody had an oil rig, they would have gotten there on time. But they could have done all of it and having their meeting at the fabulous James Tavern from our Hall of Fame.
Coming to James Tavern for dinner is like coming home. Home to the friendly, inviting traditions of America. Cordial service, charming atmosphere, hearty dining, as you'll discover when you savor our Savannah pork rib roast, tender New England scrod, or Cascade flounder almondine. And for a big finish, now there's something very special. The Strawberry Finish Line, a tantalizing dessert bar reminiscent of old-time strawberry lawn festivals. You'll find fresh strawberries prepared in the most appealing ways. Strawberry shortcake, fresh strawberries with sour cream and brown sugar, strawberry pie, and that aristocrat of strawberrydom, strawberry chantilly, made with strawberries, whipped cream, and Grand Marnier. Come home soon to James Tavern. After the Indy 500, make your dinner a winner, too, at James Tavern, 8601 Keystone at the Crossings.
It's the elegant mood music of James Tavern, Mike. It's the elegance of coming home to the mood music. Not unlike, by the way, Indianapolis Office Supply.
No.
or Buzz Calkins for that matter.
Car number 12.
Mike, here's the thing. So that guy's singing. Like, is that Peter Brady doing the vocals?
No, I'm saying it's got to be. I think it's an early version of Fountains of Wayne or something like that. I'm telling you, it's a hit maker. The Buzz Calkins spot has to go into the Hall of Fame. The lyrics alone have landed it in there. The best part is, too, when they play the Hoosier Lottery part with Carnegie, then they call back to the Hoosier Lottery.
That's beautiful.
In the lyrics, the Hoosier Lottery.
Absolutely beautiful. All right, a lot of fun. The commercials, the jingles. We appreciate you listening to Beyond the Bricks.
With the Platinum Card, unlock over $1,500 back in value annually on select purchases across travel, entertainment, and dining. Platinum Card membership for a trip that's next level. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-platinum. Terms apply.